Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, NPR's roundtable discussion about what we are watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See. I am here in the studio with Stephen Thompson of NPR Music. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, enemy.
Hello, enemy. So normally, Stephen and I do not begin our conversations by referring to each other as enemy.
No, barely ever.
Barely ever. Only occasionally. But today, we are mere hours away from the NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship game, which will be between the Duke Blue Devils and the Wisconsin. What are they called again?
Yeah, they're called the Badgers.
Oh, the Badgers. Yeah. That's right.
Named for nature's greatest animal.
Devil versus Badger. I think I know which one of those is going to win. But as you may be able to tell, here's the story. As some of you who listen to the show know, I am a Duke basketball fan because it is where my sister went to school. And right. She was older than I was. And I, of course, was interested in everything that she was interested in. She became immersed in the basketball culture there, as many people do. My family became fans of Duke basketball in the early 90s, the most fun time to be a fan of Duke basketball that ever there was. And Stephen, I don't know, explain
went to
yourself.
The university.
What?
Actually went to the school.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, as I have said before, I went to Oberlin. What do you want me to do?
Go Oberlin, beat Bryn Mawr.
There's no, like, remember the big victory against Teal. Like, it's hard to explain, man.
Yeah, and I went to the University of Wisconsin at Madison in the early 90s, since you and I are roughly the same age.
Right, and so when the brackets for the tournament this year were announced, Stephen and I happened to be watching together, and we looked at the way that the brackets were set up and said, see in the final four, see in the finals.
No, you said that. I said we will lose to Kentucky at best.
No. We both said it, and then you said, I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
And I said, no, I don't think it's going to happen either. And here we are.
Yeah. I mean, well, often Duke winds up losing to, like, Griebert College in the first or second round.
Very often in, like, the second or third round have been brutal for Duke in certain years.
Wisconsin's one of those teams where we've always been – we. I shouldn't say we. I. Wisconsin has always been coached in such a way as to overachieve. We don't necessarily get a lot of McDonald's All-Americans. We've got an occasional All-Americans, but generally we have very good coaching from either Dick Bennett or for the last 100 million years, Bo Ryan, who is a terrific coach who consistently year in and year out takes the Badgers to the NCAA tournament where they lose in the second round while I'm flying home from South by Southwest. The great thing about this moment in basketball history, today being Monday, April 6th, 2015, Linda and I are both at peak hope.
That's true.
This is collectively the happiest we will be.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, of course, like, the way this sets up, one of us will be incredibly happy,
right.
One of us will be incredibly unhappy. And the way that I'm thinking about this is that if Wisconsin wins, I'm trying to be as philosophical as possible.
Sure.
If Wisconsin wins, I am proven to be the superior person.
Right.
And if Duke wins, it's an indictment of a corrupt, broken system.
Right, right. I think that's perfectly fair. I will say the net happiness between us will be greater if your team wins than if my team wins.
True.
There are two reasons
because you were a better sport.
No, there are two reasons for that. The first one is that I have drifted somewhat from college basketball fandom in the last few years, largely because, and this is true and a little sad, the experience of being a Duke fan in public on Twitter is really unpleasant. And even people who I like, who are my friends, really sort of feel very comfortable kind of trying to ruin it for you and make sure that you can't have fun.
Oh, when Duke beat Butler.
Yeah, and that you can't enjoy it and you can't be happy and you can't be happy for these 20-year-olds because I didn't like that 20-year-old 20 years ago.
Right.
It really became unpleasant, and it's one of the reasons I kind of pulled away from being so invested in it. Also, basketball games are too tense for me.
Yeah. I don't think anxiety-wise, neither of us is properly wired for this.
I get really upset. It's such a, like, the game just goes back and forth in this unsettling, uncomfortable, and then it snowballs and anyway.
Oh, yeah, so, when bad things are rarely followed by good things, they tend to be followed by more bad
things. Right. So you're much more a fan of the current Wisconsin team than I am of the current Duke team.
Right.
Like, your attachment is a lot more vivid right now. So that's one reason why you'll be more excited about your team winning than I will be about my team winning, simply for that reason. And my team is the ultimate overdog.
Right.
And I completely get that if your team wins... When was the last time Wisconsin won the national championship?
74 years ago.
Yeah, 74 years ago. It has not been that long since Duke won the national championship.
No, I remember it well.
It has happened several times in my fandom. I will be very happy for your team if your team wins, for a reason that you have no reason to be happy for my team if my team wins.
Yeah, and I traditionally, when Wisconsin is knocked out of the tournament, I usually gravitate based entirely on friendship. So I have found myself rooting for Duke in the tournament. I have often found myself rooting
for... You just don't tell anyone.
I just don't tell anyone. It's my secret shame.
Yeah.
I often find myself rooting for Kansas because our pal Mike Katziff is a Kansas fan, because Robin Hilton is a Kansas fan. Once my team inevitably, like, overachieves but makes the Sweet 16 and then gets eliminated, I'll root for a friend's team.
Right.
I don't have like that deeply bred in Duke hatred because of you. What I've found is interesting about this particular team, this is a very, very charming Wisconsin Badgers team. This is a team that has already kind of gone viral with that great bit with the stenographer.
Yes.
The players are like looming over the stenographer and trying to come up with words to stump the cattywampus. It's they're great. They're wonderfully funny, charming people. The one downside to rooting for this team is a little similar to the downside of rooting for the Green Bay Packers when the Packers were newly re-ascendant in the early and mid-90s, is you get these media accounts of the team that are like, things are a little different in Wisconsin.
Right, exactly.
You know, and
fetishizing the decency of the Midwest.
Fetishizing the decency of the Midwest. When people are like, Midwestern values.
That's like an exoticizing of a place rather than real love of a place.
It's
a little different. I mean, the whole idea that like kids who go to this school are like this and kids who go to that school are like that. I wrote recently about the documentary that ESPN ran about Christian Laettner, who was a Duke player in the early 90s. And one of the things I really liked about it was that they kind of got into the complexity of the fact that Duke's reputation as a school is a bunch of privileged, wealthy kids from kind of families where they have all the advantages. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the players on the team are at any given time. So you really don't know any, unless you have a pretty intimate knowledge of these particular 20-year-olds.
Right.
It's really hard to have much to go on that is worth having a kind of either a positive or a negative gung-ho opinion.
I mean, I think it's important, though, that you and I behave like the mayors of of sports towns. You know how, like, let's say the Packers are playing the Steelers in the Super Bowl. And so, like, the mayor of Green Bay has a wager with the mayor of Pittsburgh.
Right.
And if you you win.
So you think we should have a bet of some kind.
What I was thinking is that if Wisconsin loses, I would have to give you a large cheese.
Okay.
Like, befitting the, you know, Wisconsin cheese. If Wisconsin loses and Duke wins, you have to give me a very expensive private school education.
Ouch. Ouch. Thompson. Can't believe you went for the jugular right there at the end. I'll tell you what. If Wisconsin loses, you can give me a cheese. Mm-hmm. And if Duke loses, I will give you a large barrel of tobacco.
All right.
That seems logical, right?
Sounds great.
I cannot actually give you tobacco, but what we will do is we will console each other in our time of sadness and be good sports, because we believe in that.
We are nothing if not stellar sports.
Oh, boy. Well, it's going to be pretty brutal, but I know that we will still be friends at the end. So I say in all sincerity, good luck to you.
Oh, it's like ashes in my mouth.
It's stuck in your throat. I know. It's fine. No,
good luck to you too, Linda.
All right. Well, full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.